Sunday, June 27th, Lariato Pro Wrestling with a special 5 p.m. start time at Toombs County Middle School. See TV wrestling stars Tommy Dreamer, Doc Gallows, X-Division champion Josh Alexander, and FKA No Way Jose all live. Plus, your favorite Lariato Pro stars for this Impact Plus TV taping. TheLPWG.com for tickets. That's TheLPWG.com for tickets, or get them at the door. Sunday, June 27th, be there!
Crispy. Emilio, is your mic on?
Yes, it is.
Fuck, I need your mic on because I need because when I hear you pop,
this turning into an ASMR podcast.
Because if I see Emilio smile and laugh on screen and don't hear his pop, that doesn't sit well with me. Because this son of a bitch has a good pop, and if you got a good pop, you get to hear it. You know what I mean? Anyways, guys, here we go. A live talking shop. We got the machine gun here. We're minus one guy. And every now, you know how we are. We're a rotating four. Every now and then something happens here, something happens there, something happens this, something that. Thank God we're not just one.
A lot of wild cards in this bunch.
Because if it was just called the Machine Gun Anderson's podcast, it'd be fucking terrible.
You wouldn't even get it recorded.
Actually, it wouldn't happen. You'd get one every 6 months, and it just would happen to pop up. And if it was Rocky Romero's, you'd just get, all right, guys, I've been at home now. I've been off now for 8 months, and so. I'm just at home and Gallows and Anderson fly me somewhere. And well, I'm working now. Have you worked?
And I like ham.
What? Yeah. See, there we go. Exactly. And I can promise you Gallows will be working about as less than me. And then Balls Deep Billy, who's one of the greatest workers. He's actually been working his little ass off during this little pandemic.
Yes.
Balls Deep Billy, how's your Tinder love been going?
If I'm going to be completely transparent,
let's talk about it. Yeah, please.
I've been thinking about going celibate for the next 6 months.
I just blinked my eyes about 1,000 times because I didn't
know. I'm not saying that you shouldn't, but I got to know the reasoning for that, because like there's so much different religious and spiritual and like, you know, inside things that make you want to do that, which is whatever. It's great. And I appreciate all of it. So I'm interested now in the reasoning for that.
Then I don't know.
I'm celibate for 6 months now because I'm married and I got four kids.
Dude, you're like Al Bundy. I think it's so cool.
Remember quarantine Carl, how cool I was getting pussy every day. That ain't happening. that kind of backfired, baby boy.
Honestly, man, just the last couple of just sexual trysts that I've had, I just wasn't really enjoying them. It was like, what? Like, I was there, but I wasn't like fully present within the moment. I was just thinking, okay, I got to drive to this spot. I'm going to go hang out. We'll watch a movie. We'll go have a couple of drinks, maybe some dinner. I go, we have sex, whatever. I'll lay there till she falls asleep. Then I get up and I got to go home and I get like 9,000 podcasts. So I'm like, you know what? Instead of just feeling empty.
real quick, dude. The way you said that, you said, we go out to a movie, we have some drinks, I wait till she falls asleep.
Then he leaves and he goes and edits 9,000 podcasts.
That sounds like what I would do in like this awkward, it's such an awkward thing when you're meeting just new people all the time.
I've also started to feel very, very empty with it.
You're growing up.
Right.
Well, is it that, or some people,
he's ready for love.
I think so.
It's either that, or some people I think have issues with like just hooking up with random people all the time. Like that's good. That certainly hits a point.
Well, I think it's like anything.
You know what? I'm done with this shit because everyone's gone through whatever they've gone through. But at some point it's like, hold on a second. Like it's not much fun having to go through the same awkward conversation with a new person every single night.
Jack, it's like, there's no like new, like it's new just with a new person, but you're saying probably almost the same thing.
Of course you're saying
the same conversation, the same way.
Oh, I have like a script. Oh, I have a whole thing memorized. So like, oh, so what do you do? Oh, I work within the space of audio between professional wrestling and combat sports. Do you have an office? The world is my office. What do you mean the world is your office? Oh, I get to edit in Tampa, I go here. Dallas, here, fucking my house. I don't know. Like, you know, like that. That's where I go. Do you have parents? Yeah, they're alive. Do you have a brother? Yeah, he's cool. Like, there's like a whole thing. I don't ask them nothing about themselves. Like, all right, great. But then after a while, it starts to get real empty and vapid. And as I'm waiting for this girl to fall asleep, I'm like, we're watching like TV. She's telling me about her day. And in my brain, I'm just like, I don't want to fucking hear this. Like, I'm out of here. Like, I told her, listen, I got to go.
I'm out of here.
I got to go. I'll see you later. This was nice. I'll talk to you this weekend.
I enjoyed myself.
And that's it. So I said to myself as I'm driving home, yeah, I'm done. I'm going to look up like the whole celibacy thing to meditate and do all that and journal and try to manifestate the partner that I want now. And like the whole thing, that's what I'm doing. So I think I'm going to have to.
Do you think that you'll continue to date, but just not have sex?
I'm not going to try to hack it. And I'm not going to try to have sex. I'm literally going to do it, man. I don't even think I'm going to date. I think I need to figure out because I picked the worst women to date as my serious girlfriends anyway. They're just they're vapid women, you know, the typical Staten Island, New York, you know, like they all have the same look. So it's like, I gotta change this now. Like, I gotta figure out what the fuck I want. And the question is, well, what do you want? No idea what I want. That's the thing. And I don't know if I want to stay in New York because brother can work anywhere now. Like he said, fucking the world.
Yeah, you're interested in here. Yeah, you literally can work from anywhere.
The world is exactly.
Come down to Florida with the rest of us, man.
I'm thinking about it.
Atlanta would be a good place too, because there's a lot of shit going on there that you would be able to get into too. You know,
I like.
So that's my thing. So that's my journey. That's where I'm at right now. So we'll see.
Hey, Rock coming to Florida.
Emilio can come too.
Right.
Emilio,
we can do the podcast in the flesh.
And I hate how much fucking.
Maybe we'll get a podcast. I hate how much
the wife loves fucking Rock and Emilio. God damn it.
She did give me an invite to come over whenever I want. So if I do want to get out of New York for a while, I might just side text Machine Gun and be like, I'm coming out here for a week.
Please.
You got
come.
Plenty of room.
You got to understand.
Eight rooms in his house.
I got eight bathrooms in my house. I've got a massive house. If you want to come see me, please. Because if you come, that makes my life better. Because when Rock and his wife came to my house, all of a sudden, wife was happy. There we go. Rock, we started showing houses off. It was amazing, man. It was fun.
It was
a great day because like, when you're with somebody for so long, it's ridiculous. Like,
it's tough.
Rock and I never got sick of each other, but that's very different. Yeah. It's a very mild situation. Emilio would get very sick of me.
Yeah.
Gallows would get very sick of me. I mean, as in quickly.
Right. You would get a little sick of Gallows.
I would get sick of Gallows just because of the stuff he does. But I remember Rock going, man, I hate to admit this, dog, but you're the only motherfucker that never made me mad, man. Well, I never got sick of, man. It's you. I'm like, that's it, though. Right, Rock? Tell the truth.
Yeah, no, that's the truth. That's the truth. Remember when you and Gallows had that long conversation about who was going to marry me, and you guys fought about it? It was like the old school podcast days. We were talking to be like, nah, I'm going to marry Rock because he's a good boy. We get along every day.
You said, man,
he won't yell at me.
I said, man, I got to marry Chad, man, because we never got in fights.
Gallows didn't let me live that down. Yeah.
We didn't fight. Yeah. We didn't argue. It was like, hey, let's do this. Let's do this. What a great couple we'd be, right?
100%. It's like that movie.
Let's get married.
Was it the Adam Sandler movie? Is it Sandler?
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
When that came out, Rock. Emilio, when that came out, me and Gallows were fighting over who's going to marry Rock.
It made sense, though.
Of course it made sense. Yeah. I said, Gallows, he don't want to marry you. You fucking beat his ass, man. Because I don't beat nobody.
Right, but Rocky already chose, though. So before the argument even took place between you and LG, Rocky already made up his mind.
You it was going to be tough for Gallows, yeah.
You guys lived with each other for how many years?
Yeah, it was going to be tough for Gallows to win that.
Gallows had an uphill battle.
Poor Gallows.
Because if you can hang out, because me and Rocky used to hang out like sober, as in like just watching actual just TV. That's when you're in trouble.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's how you know when you're like real friends with somebody. Sit in a room and just like enjoy company drinking Diet Cokes. You know?
I also hate to admit that me and Gallows used to eat Cracker Barrel and Waffle House together and not drink.
Well, Gallows is the funniest human being on this planet.
And talk about normal life. That's pretty weird. That's the kind of stuff that people might not actually understand, like where we can actually. The times that Gallows has dropped me to my knees would have been when he's sober, Dave. That's the actual funny thing that people don't know.
Right.
Because at the last Impact tapings, I fell two or three times over the shit he was saying, bro. Dropped me.
Probably the funniest human being I've
ever met. He's the funniest son of a bitch you could ever.
The shit that comes to his brain, it's like,
yeah,
he literally is the greatest fucking improv person I've ever met in my life. Like the shit that he comes up with in the situations.
Coldy for Emilio?
I'm drinking water out of a can.
Oh, okay.
I want to eliminate single-use plastic in my house.
Come on, man. Have a damn cold, man.
Have a cold one.
You can have one. Ain't nobody here going to judge you. You celibate ass gonna have yourself a cold.
I'm drinking a tall boy of a water from the mountains of the Alps.
How is that liquid death?
I mean,
I heard it's good.
Yeah,
it's
the water don't taste like shit, so it's good.
No, I guess that's good. Like Arrowhead or something, unless they want to sponsor us.
Exactly. Give us money. Give us all the monies.
Boys, are we close to winding this down right now?
Come on, man.
I think we should continue to do a couple of the Ask the Hoots questions.
Let's do some damn Ask the Hoots,
please,
man.
Please.
So what we like to do on this podcast from time to time is just open up the mailbox and talk to the people. Talk to the fans worldwide. I mean, there's millions and millions of fans worldwide that listen to the podcast and watch us on TV and do all that stuff. On TV, et cetera.
That's right.
But so we opened up our DMs and simple hashtag. It says hashtag Ask the Hoots. And this comes from Aaron Mathis. Probably not your real name.
Let's hear it. It
says, are you going to be the one to take the Impact title from Kenny?
Me?
I believe that's directed to you,
Carl. Well, I think ultimately I should. But that's a storyline thing that
it's not your decision, you would say.
That those guys have to figure out.
Wow. Damn, son. Yeah, I feel like you're putting the heat on Impact there for that. I like it, though. You heard it here first. All right, this one comes from Diane. What are your plans in the future? Do you intend to renew with Impact or will you go to AEW if you receive a proposal? Damn, wants another scoop.
We are coming in stiff.
This is straight to you, Carl. She ain't talking to me.
Impact took a chance on us in the middle of one of the most insane times in our history of our life. They took a chance on us. And so I love Impact forever. And I love AEW's office. I love their boss. I love their bosses. I love their people. I love Impact's bosses. I love Impact's people. In about a year, we're going to find out exactly where the Good Brothers are going to be.
You got some thinking to do.
So how about we do a 12-month countdown to Fucktown?
Not again.
One more.
I'm still recovering from the last one.
One more time, baby.
God damn it. Me either was happy as fuck.
Because I know one thing numbers. I'm not doing. One thing I'm not doing is Talking Shop Mania 3.
Rock, this one's for you. Rocky, this is from Sapphire Cosplay, and she wants to know, Rocky, why do you wear an eye patch? Are you a rapping pirate?
Technically, yes, I'm a rapping pirate. Yeah, with that eye patch. I wear it because as an ode to a great rapper, Slick Motherfucking Rick.
Really?
Yeah, he gave me the idea. It was scrolling, looking for ideas to, you know, to add to my entrance gear. And there was the inspiration with Slick Rick, and he had the blinged out one. So I was like, oh, I'm going to see if I can make custom eye patches. And then that would be like a cool way to do merch, you know, because they would be different. So I found a place that I could make custom eye patches where, so I put my face on it and I've changed them all throughout the years and stuff like that. So yeah.
Oh, that's Slick Rick. I never knew that. I didn't know that was a Slick Rick thing. Oh, that's dope.
All my shit is ripped off, bro. All my shit is ripped off from somebody.
Chad, what did you think of Rock's eye patch?
I liked it a lot. I got a lot of respect. We fuck with Rock a lot, but like end of the day, I got like three trainers that I truly wholeheartedly respect. Les Thatcher took care of me really good. Roger Ruffin, who really took me in, taught me a lot. Then I thought I knew everything. And Roger Ruffin, let's not forget, refereed WrestleMania 8, Roddy Piper, Bret Hart. The referee of that match was my trainer.
One of the greatest matches of all time.
Yep. And that was my trainer. And he, and bro, if you look his whole career up, he did a lot of things. You could say he's just a ref, because refs get a lot of flack.
But he could work.
Yeah, but he actually could work. But he was 5. Oh, he was Rock size.
Yeah, I wouldn't have made it back in 80-something. But I probably wouldn't have made it back in 80-something.
But then I wasn't ready. But I went to Los Angeles, man, and like I started training, and like Rock was the head trainer at that point, right? And I did some kicks like during my training, and Rock goes, "Those yo, dog, those are shit." And in 4 years, I never heard that. Nobody told me that my kicks were shit, and I was like, but I wasn't offended. I went, shit, and I changed them, because like, you know, when somebody tells you something sucks, you change them. And I knew that he had been to Japan. He did this. Like Rock was established. Like this is, he knew what he was doing. Like you got to respect some shit sometimes. And I knew I respected him. And so I changed my shit, changed it. And it was better. And then of course I became a bigger star than him. So now we're talking. Hello, heyo.
No, always gotta go back.
That's a long story, though.
Yeah, fuck off. Whatever.
I'm kidding. No, but seriously, like, but he taught me a whole lot more than anybody. Like, but I talk to my dad about this openly a lot. You know, when did you turn the corner? Well, I turned the corner when Rocky Romero taught me some stuff. And that was what it was. And that's the truth. And like, we became such, you know, Rocky and me are best friends. We're best friends. Like that's, you know, I was the best man at his wedding. He's my best friend. Like that's the truth. But when you teach somebody something, like you take it in. He's legitimately the first person that like, that taught me some new shit. And I was like, fuck, I take this in. I took it in. I used it and it worked.
I think we all did at some point in our career, we kind of plateau at some point, right? Like we've
100%,
learned yes. all we can learn at that place yes. or what we're doing. And then we need somebody to kind of come in, like shake it up and be like, if you're lucky enough to have that person, I think come in and kind of the situation to come in and kind of shake things up. Then you realize like, oh shit, nope. I have so much more to learn.
that's the way to go. Cause like there was this chalkboard at the LA Dojo that said, Black Tiger's coming home from Japan. I said, Black Tiger, fuck, that's a famous person, right? He's in Japan. Well, Black Tiger comes home and they go, oh, it's Rocky. I went, this little motherfucker. Get the fuck out of here, man. And he was a dick, right? Because he wasn't a dick, but he was a little stiff.
The training was serious, though. Yeah,
but you weren't a dick. You just were like, yeah, guys, yeah, go warm up. Like you were normal. I was like, man, fuck this motherfucker, man. But that's the kind of stuff that you gotta learn, man. That's what separates, you know, unless you're Brock Lesnar and you go fight and you beat somebody up, cool, get a push. I was gonna do that, man. I'm a fucking professional wrestler and that's it. And Rock taught me a whole lot. So
that's sweet, man. All right,
man. Hey, you know that though, man. You know that shit, man.
Here I love you, man.
Man, fuck off, man. You're a real son of a bitch, man. Don't get me emotional about you, man. You ain't nothing. I hate you, man.
This one's from Heimdall. And he goes, this one's for Machine
Heimdall.
Gun. Okay,
that's his Heimdall, name. Yep.
That's our boy Heimdall.
This one's for Machine Gun. You were obviously friends with Giant Bernard when you guys were in New Japan together. What was it like working with him again when you were in New York? Did you guys get to hang out a lot? You got any good brother stories? Hashtag ask the hoots.
We got to hang out none in New York. Zero. Zero. Because it's just so different. Like, I remember when I was in Japan and we would actually have a sponsor dinner, and like me and Baldo and whoever else, just say Rocky was there. We would eat some food, right? Yeah. Drink some beer. And then all of a sudden Baldo would look at me and say, hey, and I didn't realize this. I used to look back at this going like, and then not this, I wouldn't say this. I wouldn't say shut the fuck up, but I used to think like he used to say, like, appreciate these moments because it won't be like this ever again. And I would go, all right, Baldo, like, fuck, you're just telling me this for whatever reason. But like, fuck, you look back on it now and it's like, man, you get finished with a show and all of a sudden you get to go out to a dinner and hang out with 10 guys that you wrestled with. And like, we're all having fun. There's no political bullshit and fucking partying or whatever. And that's the kind of stuff that like, that's the kind of stuff that I look back on where he would say that. And I miss a lot because he would say like, hey, you will miss this because someday you'll be there. And I would go, and I never thought I'd be there or in WWE. That's always was the end all. And I would always go, nah, whatever. He was right. I miss the stuff I went through a lot.
So you would say it's more about the destination than the journey within this world. Because a lot of people from the outside think it's to get to New York ultimately.
Please, please enjoy the journey. Cause fuck, you have no idea what it's like. So incredible. No, it's the truth, man. Enjoy the journey. Like the destination is beautiful, of course, but the journey is like what we're talking about right now.
And somehow I hitched my wagon on
that. That balls deep ain't fucking no more.
God damn it. And all of a sudden there's fucking goddamn balls deep. What was he? He's part of the journey.
He's part of the journey. It's just crazy though. Like how, you know, everybody's world kind of just like we knew each other, but then just the timing of it all, you know, when fucking the world went to shit with the pandemic and, you know, and then here we were here to pick up, you know, the pieces for each other. And then we're able to start this podcast and all this new shit came out of it. And it's fucking dope. Like Emilio is now the producer of some incredible, amazing podcast and doing great. And this shitty ass one. So it's pretty dope.
I'm forever grateful for the doors that this
in the world.
This podcast opened up a lot of doors for me. So I'm
how crispy am I?
You sound really good right now.
Oh, that's good. How crispy am I? Is that good progress?
You sound like
I know we just started with Blue Wire, but I'm already fucking over it. That's just
listen. as we wind down, for fuck's sake, guys. Remember that time we were at Gallo's house and it's like one, and we sat there for 1 second, and I go, "All right, guys, as we wind down, you guys, we just got here." we
started podcasting for about 6 minutes, and we're like 6 minutes in. He's like, "All right, as we wind down, like, bro, we just started."
Maybe my sense of time was a little off. Hey, I love all the crew, Emilio, Rock, Big LG. Love you, babies. We're out.
Sunday, June 27th, Lariato Pro Wrestling with a special 5 p.m. start time at Toombs County Middle School. See TV wrestling stars Tommy Dreamer, Doc Gallows, X-Division champion Josh Alexander, and FKA No Way Jose all live. Plus, your favorite Lariato Pro stars for this Impact Plus TV taping. TheLPWG.com for tickets. That's TheLPWG.com for tickets or get them at the door. Sunday, June 27th, be there!